Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in the power of his Holy Spirit. Amen. Have you ever had that experience where you're cleaning out a drawer, digging through an old box, and you find something? You're not quite sure what it is. Some strange contraption or outlandish gizmo, and you just have no idea what this thing is for. You might ask yourself, how did it get here? Is it okay to throw it out? Or does it have some irreplaceable value? Perhaps it's a vital component to some other important piece of equipment. And all too often, I think that our experience of reading Scripture can parallel this experience, especially Scripture that seems to come across as odd or culturally distant, irrelevant, or even archaic. We wonder, well, what could this possibly have to do with me or my life today? We read in the Scriptures of the promises that God made to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob. Jacob, who was later renamed Israel, and whose 12 sons became the namesakes of the 12 tribes, the children of Israel. Now, I think it's easy for us to see how one who was a descendant of those 12 tribes, one who was a descendant of Abraham, of Isaac, and Jacob, would have access to the promises of God that God made to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob. At the birth of Jesus, the angels bring good news to Jewish shepherds in the countryside. And Mary and Joseph then bring that good news to Anna and Simeon in the Jewish temple. But what of the people on the outside? What of those the Bible calls Gentiles? The Goyim. Jesus is the shoot from the stump of Jesse. He's the son of David, and we can see how the promises of God are fulfilled to him, like people, to people like Mary and Joseph and Anna and Simeon. We can see how the promises of God are fulfilled to the children of Israel. But what of us? What about those who are not descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? What of we outsiders? What about us? Those of us who are not related biologically to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Is there good news for us as well? Enter Epiphany. Now, this is an exciting moment in the church year, for this is our day. Those of us who aren't related by blood to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Those of us who the Bible calls Gentiles. This is the day that we celebrate that Jesus was born king of the one who was born king of the Jews. Not only for Jews, but as well also for us Gentiles. And it goes back to that star, a star that God sent to signal the birth of a king. A star sent not to Jews, to Gentiles. And let me tell you, these folks were the most, about as Gentile as a Gentile could be. First off, they likely would have been descendants of those Persians or Babylonians from the east who had a history with the people of Israel and Judah, as hundreds of years ago had dragged them into exile. But on top of that, these visitors from the east were magi. Magi, where we get the word magician. These visitors from the east were some kind of sorcerers, practitioners of the occult. These men were outsiders on so many levels. And not only were they not descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, not only did these magi not have access to the promises of a covenant-making God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, not only were they foreigners, but these were the kinds of people the law of God forbid associating with. These were not the kind of men that you wanted to come and to bring your young child gifts. So the Magi brought gifts for Jesus, but Jesus was God's gift to them. Jesus was God's gift to all peoples of the world. Jesus is God's gift to you and to me. Whatever gifts we may try to bring and offer to this newborn king, they are nothing compared to the gift the newborn king brings to us. And this is good news. Good news for us. Good news for us Gentiles. For St. Paul calls this a mystery, he says, that the Gentiles are fellow heirs with the children of Israel, members of the same body, he writes, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Because the King of the Jews didn't just come for Jews, the King of the Jews came for us Gentiles as well. Paul says, in Christ we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him. We're not excluded from God's promises. We have access. We have access in Christ. And this is seen clearly in the story of the Magi. For if this baby boy, this king of the Jews, if he came into the world for people like these foreign Gentile sorcerers, then this king is for everyone. This king is for anybody we might think is scary or smelly or evil or good or short or tall or strange or annoying or creepy or troubled or restless or hungry or helpless or any adjective we can come up with to label somebody. This king is for them. This king is for them despite their adjectives. This king is for you despite your adjectives. Jewish or Gentile, this king is for you. God sent his star to the Magi to signal the birth of their king. Today the star reminds us that because of Jesus, we are no longer outsiders to the kingdom of God. The star reminds us that the king graciously welcomes us into his kingdom, not as prisoners of war, no, but as beloved children. And tonight we don't have a star. We don't have a star to lead us to the Christ child. Rather, God sends his Holy Spirit through his word. The Spirit welcomes us into God's kingdom of grace and forgiveness in Christ. It goes back to Genesis chapter 12. When the Lord had promised to Abram, that all peoples of the world would be blessed through his offspring. Jesus is this baby boy born to be a blessing. Born to be a blessing to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob and to their descendants. Jesus is the baby boy born to be a blessing to all peoples of the world. To Jews and Gentiles alike, this baby boy was born to be a blessing, even to Gentile sinners like Magi. This baby boy was born to be a blessing to people, even Gentile sinners like you and me. This baby boy grew up, and the Magi, they wouldn't be the last to call Jesus the King of the Jews. Pontius Pilate had those words nailed above the head of Christ, even as he was nailed to the cross and died. But this king is Lord over all things, and not even death or the weight of all human sin could keep him down. God raised him up, and Jesus walked out of an empty tomb and ascended to a position of power and authority at the right hand of the Father. And now he lives and reigns over all things. He lives and reigns and intercedes for us. And so, because of Jesus, even people like us, people who can't trace our biological lineage back to Abraham or Isaac or Jacob, people like us have full access to the promises of God. And now, because Jesus welcomes us, he welcomes us to the pages of his scripture, he welcomes us to the waters of his baptism. He welcomes us to the table of his supper. We know that we will not be outsiders. We will not be outsiders in eternity. So he welcomes us to his eternity. And now may that peace, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.